All right, the Nightside Project, moving right along here. We want to thank you for tuning in tonight on a Friday night where we've decided to tackle a little bit of a more serious problem. We have Dr. Terry Sellers in here, who we lean on quite a bit when we talk about addiction. The U.S. Attorney for Utah has said that Utah is right now facing a heroin tsunami. They've seen a dramatic increase in violent robberies tied to heroin addiction, and they suspect it's going to get, at least in the short term, worse. This is something that, of course, if you've listened to the Nightside Project, this is something we've seen coming as we built up to this, as we've struggled over the last several years with a pretty serious prescription drug abuse problem, which can lead to a heroin abuse problem. And, you know, Terry, once again, and this happens every time we have you on, we are flooded with text messages of people saying, yep, this is me, this is my wife, this is my daughter, this is my cousin, this is my brother. So many people reach out to us, and we hear from so many listeners who are dealing with this in their own immediate family. And I think that that's maybe one of the most important messages to get out, is that the kind of addiction we're talking about is not the guys at Pioneer Park trying out a brand new drug. It is people who live in our neighborhoods, who people who live in our families, on a trajectory that can take them to places like Pioneer Park. And it's become a major problem. Now, you mentioned a couple of the warning signs for someone who's facing drug addiction, including withdrawing from the things they used to do. What were a couple of the others?
Isolation in review. From the family as well.
Isolation. They don't want to be with people. If you suspect that there might be a problem, maybe you see some warning signs. Sudden turnaround in school, right? No longer hanging out with friends, failing grades out of nowhere. Stuff like that. You start seeing that. You're concerned. What's your next step as someone who cares for this person, who loves this person? What's the next step, do you think?
So, the next step is trying to gather peripheral information, seeing if you can get more information about sort of their friends and who they're hanging out with and those sort of things. Ultimately, you're going to have to confront the person that you suspect is using drugs. Confront them and say, hey, I think you're using drugs. It looks to me like you're using drugs. How come you're isolating so much? Why are your grades slipping? And, I think you're going to have to ultimately confront them, but in love and care.
Right.
Somebody asked also, they said, look, I'm an alcoholic, and I went through getting sober 10 years ago in another state, and then I've seen other people here trying to get, you know, clean from things like heroin or prescription addictions. Are they the same? He says, because I have a hard time identifying with some of the things that these addicts do compared with what an alcoholic does. Is there a difference in terms of kind of how they act and the way to get them off of it, so to speak?
Okay, so there's virtually no difference in brain physiology. Okay, opiates and alcohol bind to slightly different receptors, but the ultimate byproduct of what happens in the brain is exactly the same. Okay, so addiction-wise, it's exactly the same. However, there's a lot of differences in, how we obtain the chemicals. Obtaining alcohol in our society is not a felony.
Not hard, yeah.
It's easy to do. It's harder in this state maybe than most states, but it's still relatively easy in this state. You don't need a prescription.
And you wouldn't see people pawning a TV to get a bottle of liquor.
You need ID and a couple of bucks.
Yeah, right, and it's relatively affordable, and it's all around. And so you tend to see alcoholics not quite acting like heroin addicts until they're at the bitter end, when their health is completely gone. Whereas the heroin addicts get to that point a lot quicker because it's way more expensive, even though heroin's cheaper than the other things. And they get to these experiences where they're doing violent crimes.
Yes.
Much quicker than an alcoholic ever does.
We got a couple of texts here. One says, hi, my name is Jay and I live in Utah County. I started Flintstones Vitamins in 2011 and started listening to the Nightside Project shortly thereafter. Help! !
There is help available is what I'm trying to say.
Well, so you work through you work through a recovery center that's in Midway called the Aqua Recovery Center. And the website's just aquarecoverycenter.com, and it's the ACQUA, right?
Yes, it's spelled ACQUA. It's aquarecovery.com.
Aquarecovery.com is the website.
And that's one of a growing number of recovery centers. How do you know when you're to the point where you need professional help, like the kind you offer?
Well, so access the healthcare system through your primary care physician.
Really?
Yeah, sure. I mean, they're becoming more and more trained, although there's a long way to go there.
But that's a good place to start. If you suspect drugs in your family, take them to see your family doctor.
Yeah. They have tools to do screening exams to see if somebody might be using drugs. They can do drug tests.
In a pinch, does the emergency room work?
In the pinch, the emergency room works great.
So if you've got, maybe you've got a teen, maybe you've got someone and you've got a problem, get them in the emergency room. Just that might be a good first intervention.
It's a good start. All emergency rooms now have social workers that work there, so they can be assessed by a social worker. They can do lab testing, drug testing, those sorts of things. So that's a way to access the healthcare system for sure.
That's awesome, because we've got a text in here from a girl who says that she's desperate to find a way to help her brother. She's concerned for his life. She's the only family that he has around, and she's concerned she's going to be planning his funeral.
Yeah.
And so this might be a great resource for her if they've got a family doctor or, you know, a recovery center like Aqua Recovery.
Right.
can certainly help out.
What's another thing, Dr. Sellers, while you're here? I mean, I was like, if he's here, we got to abuse this resource here. I mean, you've done it firsthand, and From the someone texted in and said, look, hey, drug users aren't listening to your show. This is boring. And I thought, well, this isn't for the drug users. Of course they're not listening to the show.
Well, you know, they might be.
Well, they could be. But
they've pawned their radio. Come on.
Well, no, but that's what I'm saying is that it's more for the people around them, right?
Yeah,
to be able to recognize this kind of a thing and to see what it is that's going on that is such a huge issue. And if someone has, from your personal perspective, you were leading a very successful life, and then it all came crashing down, and this was like a very personal problem that your family probably didn't even know about.
No question.
And so from a personal perspective, how is it that you know, obviously your hand was forced too because of a legal situation that was in there, and that oftentimes ends up being the catalyst too for a lot of these folks, is they end up in jail.
Sure.
And they're a dad who had a six-figure job. And that's what they're talking about. And these are crazy crimes that are being committed, Ethan, as we heard from...
Right, by successful people sometimes.
Right. And the people who are committing these bank robberies, things like that, they're seeing violent crimes that are solely based on, I got to get money for the next hit.
Right.
And so from a personal perspective, how is it that you were able to finally get hope, I guess, so to speak?
Well,
when the hope was all gone... And you felt like there wasn't any hope. How did you personally get it back?
Well, so when you, as you were talking through that scenario, I just remember, I think addicts ultimately quit when the pain of continuing to use is greater than the pain of quitting.
Mm.
So you, as family members, one of the things we can do is make the pain of continuing to use greater. We have to allow drug addicts to experience all the consequences of their behaviors. If your addict brother goes to jail, let him sit there. Don't run and bail him out. Let him sit there so that the pain of continuing to use is great enough that maybe he'll quit at some point.
If they can't be trusted around the family, don't bring him for Christmas.
Exactly.
This time of year
Let them pay the price of their use, and it gets uncomfortable enough. People are scared that doing that is going to contribute to their drug addict brother dying quicker.
Right.
No, you're participating in them dying slowly. If you force them to pay the consequences of their behavior, you might make it painful enough that they'll change,
rather than
contributing to them staying relatively comfortable and continuing to use.
It's a hard thing that you're recommending people do, I'm sure.
So that's a thing I can say that. That's what the textbooks say.
Yeah.
If you ask me to do that to my kid, can I do that? I don't know. I don't know that I could, but that's certainly what you're supposed to do.
All right. Dr. Terry Sellers joining us on the program. Aqua Recovery Center is the location where here in Midway. Of course, we have addiction recovery centers all across the state of Utah. You're with aquarecovery.com is the website. ACQUA recovery.com is the website. So, Dr. Sellers, it's been a while. It's good to see you again.
Yeah,
and
thanks
for coming in on short notice and talking about such a sensitive subject here with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me up.